Is that a big one, or?
Yes, that's,
believe it or not,
a bomb sled could be something that's dragged by hand and about, from 2 to 25 people sit on it. And then a bobsled was also spoken of a wagon box or other vehicle that sat on two sets of runners, or a set of runners in the front and one in the back.
Mm-hmm. Did you talk about a cutter?
Yes, that was a good term when there was any sleighing around and horses and so forth.
That's one when a horse would pull.
Yeah, that's a cutter was always a horse-drawn vehicle.
All right. Now the thing that a carpenter might use, if he's sawing up a plank, he wants to saw a plank. He'd put the plank across two
horses.
Did you call them saw horses or
no?
Horses?
I think if you spoke of saw horses, he'd think of something that just one. Like a crossbuck, if you want to call it that.
That's an X
yes.
shaped. You might saw stove wood on.
Yeah, there. Stove wood would probably be sawed on a cross on a
sawhorse.
Yes.
But you wouldn't call it a sawbuck.
Well, if you did, I think most people would know what you meant, and there are some people that would use that. But
Moline is sawhorse.
I think it was a horse usually because. See, the farmers were out of Moline pretty well before I was big enough to remember.
Okay, if man had a straight razor and was dull, he'd probably sharpen it on his
razor strap.
And if you went hunting with a rifle, you better take at least one.
You mean plenty of shells?
That would be probably with a shotgun, wouldn't it?
Or cartridges. I haven't done much hunting.
I never have.
Well, I...
never in my life. Some children's toys, sometimes they find in a playground. Some of them are homemade. They'll take a board.
Teeter-totter.
And the kind that goes around, they'll jump on...
Well, a whirligig.
Did you ever hear of a juggling board?
No, I wouldn't know what it was.
Alright. And if you had some coal, wanted to bring it in, you'd carry the coal in and out.
Well, now, we often call that the coal bucket. I would speak of it as a coal hod, however, because I was in a business where we bought and sold lots of them, and that's the proper name, coal hod. But ordinarily, they speak of it as a coal bucket, I think.
Not a scuttle, though.
Very seldom. That's a very old term. I've heard that term, but it's very old.
And if you had some dirt and wanted to take it from one end of the yard to the other, you'd use...
Wheelbarrow.
And if you had your scythe was dull and you wanted to sharpen it and you were out in the field, you'd sharpen it on your...
Whetstone.
And if you were back where you had one of these things, you might sharpen it on a...
Grindstone.
And if the axle was squeaking, you'd probably better go...
Grease it.
And you might say that the frying pan, after you've cooked the eggs, the frying pan is very...
greasy.
And for electricity, for lamps, you'd use...
kerosene.
And until fairly recently, if you had a flat tire, you'd have to have a patch in your...
trunk?
Or your patch in your... you take it to the gas station and have a patch put on your... not on your tire, but on your inside part there.
Tube. Inner tube.
And if you went fishing on the river, you'd probably go out not in a canoe, but in a...
boat?
And it wouldn't be a rowboat, would you say? Or
well, yes. Well, when I used to go on the river quite a bit, we didn't have anything but rowboats. That's the only kind of a boat we had. It was a boat.
I see. I've been almost 2 weeks with her. And that wouldn't be a bateau.
No, we never use that term. I don't think very many people in Moline, outside of people that read a lot, would know what it meant.
Good French word.
Mm-hmm.